This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in the French city of Evian on a two-day visit to participate in the G7 summit, which got underway yesterday. After arrival in Evian, the Prime Minister in a social media post said he's looking forward to engaging with world leaders and exchanging views on key global issues. He added that India remains committed to advancing collective efforts for a more sustainable and prosperous planet. Earlier, the Prime Minister landed in Geneva, Switzerland, en route to Evian. He was received at the airport by Swiss President Guy Parmelin. The two leaders exchanged warm greetings and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthening the India-Switzerland partnership. Following the brief interaction, Prime Minister Modi proceeded to Evian, located about 45 kilometres from Geneva. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's G7 visit has filed this report.
This marks the Prime Minister's seventh consecutive appearance at the G7 summit and India's 13th participation in this crucial multilateral event. This G7 summit holds immense strategic significance for India, as the Prime Minister will strongly amplify the voice and concerns of the Global South on the world stage. India's regular participation in the summit underscores its growing role in addressing key global challenges and contributing to international efforts to peace, security, sustainable development and economic growth. Ankit Kumar for Akashvani News, Evian, France.
French President Emmanuel Macron will formally welcome the Prime Minister this evening. Thereafter, Prime Minister Modi will participate in a high-level working session on the theme Forging New Partnerships and Rebuilding International Solidarity. The session will bring together leaders of the G7 countries, partner nations, and senior representatives of the World Bank and the African Development Bank. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer, and President of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Later tonight, he will attend a gala dinner hosted by President Macron. A key engagement during the visit will be Prime Minister Modi's meeting with US President Donald Trump tomorrow. The two leaders are expected to discuss ways to further strengthen bilateral cooperation across sectors. They're also likely to exchange views on important regional and global developments of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi will reach Paris tomorrow evening as part of his visit to France. Ahead of the re-examination of National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET UG 2026, which is scheduled for 21st of June, the government has restricted online messaging and social media app Telegram till the 22nd of this month. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has welcomed the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology's directions for restricting Telegram access in India for a defined and limited period. In a statement, the NTA said that a restriction will cover the day of the NEET UG 2026 re-examination and its immediate aftermath. The agency added that the platform has also been directed to disable the message editing feature for already posted messages until the 30th of this month. The Supreme Court today sought response from the Centre and States on a plea alleging the misuse of the Unique Identification Authority of India issued Aadhaar cards as proof of citizenship, domicile and residential address. The plea sought directions to restrict its use strictly for identity verification only. A bench of Chief Justice Suryakant and Justice V. Mohana issued notices to the Centre and all the states and union territories. India and Japan have adopted the rules of implementation for the Joint Crediting Mechanism, or JCM, under Article 6.2 of the Paris Agreement for enhancing cooperation on climate action, greenhouse emission reduction and sustainable development initiatives. According to the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, the rules of implementation were adopted on the 8th of June this year. Extending their rally for a third consecutive session, domestic benchmark equity indices ended today's trade with gains of more than 0.5%. The Sensex jumped 544 points, or 0.7%, to close at 76,808, while the Nifty rose 135 points, or 0.6%, to settle at 23,989. In women's hockey, India stormed into the semi-finals of the FIH Hockey Nations Cup in Auckland, New Zealand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.